Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Here we are, the first day, AJ, after Jeff Wagner.
I love that.
It was a big gathering here yesterday.
Yeah,
and,
it was.
Sad send-off, but a good run for him. Man.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's ways people can see it if they missed it. It's on social all over the place and all of that.
It made me want to ask, how long have you been doing this show, Rose?
So we figured out it was probably about like 13 years.
13 years.
Something like that.
Yep. That's a long time.
Yep. And I think we made mention of the fact last time I was on that when I had my opportunity to say goodbye to Jeff and Fran, Jeff actually was you at one point in time. And that was kind of interesting when he.
Meaning he ran the Fox World Travel Show and Fix It Show with you guys.
Correct. Yeah.
Not actually me.
No. He did what you do.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah. So that's kind of how he got started, as he so eloquently laid out his career, and said goodbye to everybody that was part of the career. And so one of my memories with Jeff, I have had the opportunity to go on three, come along trips with Jeff, and he and Fran, and he's the first to admit she's the Energizer Bunny. She's the one that met everybody and partied with everybody and made memories with everybody along with Jeff, but he certainly, will be missed, but, you never say never. For those of you who thought we would never do anything with Gene Miller again, we've got a trip going right now. There are a couple, and I do mean couple, seats left on that Ireland trip that Gene Miller is doing. And if you ever want to know what all of our group trips look like, you can go to foxworldtravel.com, go to the travel tab. There you'll see vacation. And if you just hit vacation travel, you will get a banner that's scrolling that tells you where the deals are, what's on sale, you know, those kinds of things. And then underneath that tab, there is Fox Group Vacations, and you can see everything we're doing. Europe land tours, what we call exotics, that include things like Timeless Wonders of Vietnam, Cambodia, and the Mekong, Visions of Japan, something new for us. So we're moving forward, trying out new things. I just read, I have something set up on my phone that every day I get a travel quote.
Okay.
And today it said, my favorite place to go is somewhere I've never been.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And so I do love, love, love taking people, like this will be my fourth trip to Vietnam. And I do love taking people to a place I've already been, because then I am a bit of the subject matter expert. I do feel a little bit more able to help. We always have local guides. We never rely on the Fox World Travel Tour Manager to do that job. But then I feel like, oh, last time I was here, I ate at this place, or I saw this place, or let's make sure we all go to the Red Piano Bar when we're in Siem Reap and those kinds of things. But I also do love going to new places that I have not been. And trust me, folks, there are places I have not been. The list is shorter, but it's things that are happening. And, we have a new sheriff in town at the, Fox World Travel Group Department, and I had my first meeting with her, Barb.
Okay.
And I laid out what my wishes were for some come-along trips in the future, so there may be some exciting things coming up, which brings me full circle to what I was mentioning. Gene Miller rode off into the sunset a couple of years ago, and now we're still doing come-along trips with him. So Jeff and Fran may absolutely be hosting a trip, and you might be able to join them on that. So stay tuned. Always stay tuned. Listening to us every Saturday morning, getting on our mailing list is a great way to do that, or always checking out our website. And Dayton will be the first to tell you, because he pulls it up when I walk in. I watch him do it. This thing changes a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if there's changes happening, you definitely want to know about it. And that's how you find out.
When you go to the Fox Group Vacations, you guys have so many trips you're offering. It's that time where the travel's back.
Travel.
Full force. And we've got lots of places that you can go, which is awesome. So check that out, foxworldtravel.com. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about Christmas travel, because I hear it's supposed to be crazy.
Yeah.
So let's walk through that, and we'd love to hear from you as well. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
I'll be home. Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
At least he didn't play It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, because we're supposed to have rain today.
Actually, as
snow.
I walked into the building, it was starting to sprinkle on me. Yeah, very
comes.
Lightly.
Rain so. Today, a high of 46. We are currently already, yep, it says right here on my computer, it's raining. expect that through the day and through the beginning of tomorrow as well. So let's talk about Christmas, because it's 9 days away.
That's right.
And we had a crazy Thanksgiving travel day, meaning a lot of people. We didn't have a lot of issues, which was nice to see compared to the last couple of years when it came to holiday travel. What are we expecting for this coming weekend?
So the busiest holiday travel for December is going to be 21 and 22 are going to be really busy. So Thursday and Friday are going to be very busy, because so many people had PTO that they needed to use, or were able to take their last couple of days off, or thought they were going to beat the rush by not going on the 23rd and the 24th. So 21 and 22 are going to be very, very busy. 23, that's the Saturday before the holiday, will probably be busy as well. We learned many years ago that one of the ways to avoid big, big crowds is actually to either fly on the holiday, which a lot of people don't want to do. They want to be there for the holiday, or the day right after the holiday, because that's going to be a little less crowded as well. We also think 28 and 29 for the same reason, coming home to get back home in time for New Year's Eve at your
own home. Is that the following weekend?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
So I would think a lot of people would be traveling Christmas Day, because Tuesday, do you get off on Tuesday if Monday's the holiday?
A lot of companies do that.
Okay,
a lot
so that you have that day to get back.
A lot of companies do that. So, but what we want to tell people is it's no joke when we say 3 hours prior to a domestic flight, and people just lose their minds when we suggest that to them. But man, wouldn't you rather be cooling your heels in an airport, having a Starbucks, and calmly waiting for your flight, than trying to find a parking spot, seeing the great big long line at check-in, then seeing the great big long line at TSA, and not making it?
So I am not a stressed out person. I'm pretty go with the flow type of thing. But when it comes to travel, I'm that guy. I want to be there early because of what you said. I can still sit and relax and read a book and be on my phone. That's probably what I'm going to be doing at home anyway,
right,
until I get to the airport. So why not do that at the airport? Know you're there and you're going to make your flight.
Right, exactly. And then remember, there is a TSA app that you can download onto your phone. I have that. Wherever I am, I can look at that airport and find out what the lines look like at TSA. Again, it's a little late now for getting a TSA pre-check or getting a global entry appointment. That's probably not going to happen in the next several days or a week before you're going to fly. Think about it for next year, though. If you're going to be somebody that's always traveling during busy season or busy travel days, wouldn't it be helpful to have that TSA pre-check? So I would really, really think that that's probably something we should strongly recommend. But again, I just can't imagine that anybody wants to add to the stress level of traveling during some of the busiest times by being late to the party. And I know, last week I told you that when I flew out of Fort Lauderdale coming home on the previous Sunday, they would not let me check in because the cruise line had complimentary transfers getting us off of that ship as early as 7:30 in the morning. I was at the airport by 8:20. My flight wasn't until 2:15. I stood in the line. Luckily, I had priority because I bought the exit row seat, which also got me a priority. So I didn't stand in line real long. Had I stood in line as long as I would have, that wouldn't have made me very happy. But I got up there and they said, oh, you can't check until noon. So they don't want to deal with your luggage. Right. They don't want to deal with, they've got people that
they have
leaving.
Other planes that they're dealing with.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I get that as well. So, it's never travel with kindness. I guess that's the only thing I can keep saying.
Pack your patience, as you like to
exactly.
say.
Exactly.
The Old National Bank talk and text line 855-616-1620. We do have a call. Let's go to Matt in Milwaukee. Good morning, Matt. What's your question?
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I enjoy the show.
Thank you.
You're safe. Saving me from having to get on the computer. I'm going to Florida with my wife in April. And are there direct flights from Mitchell to Tampa?
Possibly, if you check Southwest, you might see PIE, which is St. Petersburg instead of Tampa. So check that one out. So I think you may be in luck with that. The majors may have them on the weekend as well. I do know Delta was going to start flying back into Sarasota, and I think they were going to include Tampa in that as well. So there may be some nonstops on the weekends on the major carriers, and I'm 99% sure Southwest is going to have nonstop service.
Oh, perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening.
Happy flying.
Yeah, have a great holiday and a great trip. Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. The texts are starting to stack up. We'll start answering those when we come back. It is the Fox World Travel Show. That's Rose Gray. I'm Dayton Kane. Thanks for listening to WTMJ this morning.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and Rose Gray here. The Fox World Travel Show podcast is on Spotify, Apple, foxworldtravel.com, WTMJ.com. They want to make sure you can catch us. If you have to tune out all of a sudden, you can go back and listen to the rest of the show. It's perfect. 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Follow up to what we were just discussing. It says, it seems to me that in recent years, more and more people travel on various days ahead of the holiday, but are tending to want to return altogether immediately afterwards.
I think that's true. Yeah. I think that's absolutely true that people are coming from various places or everybody's work schedule is not conducive to us all departing at the same time, but we all have to get back to get to work essentially or right. school. And so, yes, I would agree with that text. I think that is happening. Yes.
Yeah, they also said here in many cities, the deep discount airlines don't even staff their check-in areas except 2 to 3 hours right before the flight.
Precisely.
Which we were talking about.
Yeah, so. Exactly. It depends how big of a airport it is. So in Appleton, they're really busy in the morning, and then there's a big gigantic gap that there wouldn't even be anybody at the counter. And then when those afternoon flights go, they do it. So they don't even do that. But in the big Fort Lauderdale is major for Allegiant. So they were absolutely staffed, but not taking my check-in. So.
Speaking of big like hubs, when will the airlines have a direct flight from Mitchell to LAX is one of the texts that we got in.
You know what? I hope soon. I think there's a need for it. You know, every time a new carrier comes into Mitchell, when we see that JetBlue is going to start flying to New York or we see that somebody new is coming in, we should be embracing that and grateful for that because all that's doing is driving competition, right?
Right.
And so
exactly.
That just tells us that we need more flights out of Mitchell. And so, I don't know, Dayton, how you feel about it, but sometimes I weigh price versus convenience. And I'm more than happy to fly out of O'Hare. I know there are a lot of people that are not willing to fly out of O'Hare, but trust me, if there's a nonstop out of Mitchell, I'm certainly taking that one every
right,
single time.
Right. If you don't have to drive that extra hour
Precisely.
And a half to get through the Chicago airport. We are traveling to Australia and New Zealand. I understand we need a visa for each. They're asking if you could send a link to obtain this visa. But let's talk about visas and when you're going to a country that requires that. How
right.
do you go about doing
right.
it?
Right. So actually, interestingly enough, I just did my visas for Vietnam. So those used to be a situation where I had to give my passport to a visa service or send it to the embassy and then they would do it and all that kind of thing. Now Vietnam got ahead of the game a little bit and that particular visa can be done online. Now what a visa is, it's different than a passport. A visa is a country giving you permission to enter their country.
Okay.
So they look at your background. They look at, do you maybe recall some months ago when I was getting my Australia and New Zealand online and I accidentally checked the box that said I was a convicted felon. And so I messed that up badly. And then I had to reach out to them and get that fixed. And it was a bit of a nightmare. So my advice to anybody that's filling out visa information online, take your time, read the questions. But yeah, so they if you Google it, you'll find a link that will be very, very legit looking. Check them all out. There are companies out there that are disguised as the country that you're getting your visa for, and it's a visa service. Okay. So now you're not only going to be charged for the visa, you're also going to be charged for the service of this visa company. Now, sometimes we do use visa companies. And actually, I was just advised by one of our leadership team that Brazil is going to start requiring visas again. They didn't for a while, and they are. So one can never assume, if you're going to a place that you've been before where a visa was not required, right, that that is still the case. Always, always check. And again, I don't want to get on a soapbox, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but this is why you work with a professional. This is why you don't take these matters into your own hands. Use a professional travel advisor who knows the latest and the greatest. We have I might suggest Fox World Travel, who is a third generation family owned company that's been around since 1960.
I just had a nightmare scenario go through my mind as you were talking about that. There's scam sites out there too, not even visa companies that are going to then charge you a fee. Think of all the information you type into a website if you're trying to get a visa. That's your whole life. That is everything. If you're not on the right site and there's a hack site out there that you're feeding all this information to, you need to make sure you're using the right site for that.
And here's the other thing. I saw this on one of the many, many it wasn't an infomercial, but a report on one of the news stations about all the scams that are happening at Christmas time. If it doesn't say HTTPS:, it's not a secured website. And that's one of the many ways that you can hover over that and look to see, am I really dealing with a secured site here?
Yeah, I've gone to actually legitimate websites that I'm already done business with, and then they ask me to do something, and I'll click on it, and it'll say, this is not a, don't go to this part of this website. And I'm like, all right, I'm done. I'm calling.
Yeah.
I'm picking up the phone. I'm not going to hit yes and go to that page because it's not protected. So you got to be very careful when you're out there. Unfortunately, we live in a world where everybody's trying to make a quick buck for some reason. So I can't wait to get to this next one when we come back from the news. They're heading to Costa Rica for the holidays for the first time. We're heading to Costa Rica in January, so I want to hear your response to this one when we come back. Rose Gray and the Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ. We go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center, and sitting down just in time, it's Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
I am known to have stupendous timing.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose Gray, you've been here a few weeks in a row now. You got to be getting a little edgy.
I'm not going anywhere until Vietnam in February, wow. So you are stuck with me, I'm sorry to say.
855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Let's go through some more texts here. Heading to Costa Rica during the holidays for the first time. Any recommendations to do's or to see's?
Okay, so I'm going to assume, and if I'm wrong, maybe this texter will text back in, you are going to be in the Guanacaste area, which is where most of the resorts are. From those resorts, you can take day trips. Among those day trips would be Arenal Volcano National Park and La Fortuna. La Fortuna is a city that's at the foothills, if you will, of the Arenal Volcano. The Arenal Volcano sometimes is active, but not active enough that you should be frightened. The last major eruption was in the late 60s.
Okay.
So, but you get to go and see this very, very cool.
I can't
cool,
wait. I've never seen anything like it, and I can't wait.
That's very cool. Another, a little bit longer day trip is the Monte Verde Cloud Forest Reserve. This is a mysterious, kind of a cool way to do some serious zip lining. This is where it was invented. Wildlife, there'll be monkeys and frogs and iguanas and birds and birds and birds and birds galore.
We're doing that as well. Yeah.
So those are two of my absolute favorite. There are a couple other national parks that they're going to offer you. If you're at a resort, use the excursion desk at the resort or book through your tour operator. Then you always have recourse in the event that something doesn't go as planned. You can say, I'm going to dispute this charge on my credit card because this didn't happen. But you've always got Fox World Travel in your back pocket when you book the whole thing that way. And if you use the tour operator or somebody on site at your resort, because you know they're going to be there every day.
Right.
So something goes wrong.
Not some guy that pulls up in a truck and selling you something.
Or that when
ski-doo,
I see...
comes on the beach off a ski-doo, like, hey, you want to...
That's happened to you, hasn't
yes.
it? I can tell.
Yeah. It's interesting when you go to these places. But,
well, and I see these people doing, you know, buying parasailing trips right off the beach and things like that. And I just think... I don't know.
Are they licensed? Yeah. Or some guy just bought a boat and a parachute and suddenly you're 700 feet in the air. All right, let's go to the next text here. I've been reading about the new Mayan train in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, wondering if in the future you might consider offering some of the travel packages using that train.
That's very possible. That's very, very possible. For a long time, everybody was going to Copper Canyon and they wanted some extra things in Mexico, not just beaches. Then that subsided a bit. Now we're hearing more of that again. So very likely that could happen.
855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Good morning. I want to take my family on an Alaskan cruise, but my youngest grandson would be 7. Would this be an age problem? Won't happen till 2027.
Okay. So when we talk about cruises, we are always reminding you to work with a professional who will qualify your family, qualify your needs, qualify your requests. If I was not seeing the grandson age 7, I would make a completely different recommendation. If you are doing just the cruise, like you're just going to do that inside passage, round trip Vancouver, round trip Seattle, that kind of a thing,
yep.
I would look for a family-friendly cruise line like Royal Caribbean or Celebrity, but Royal Caribbean probably more so because they're going to cater to families. You're certainly going to be well taken care of. You're going to see what you need to see, but there are a couple of days you are at sea and there's got to be something for those kids to do or they will be bored.
Right.
Now, again, you know your family and you know your grandchildren better than anybody. Do you know, are they intellectually stimulated by things like geography and history and a DNR officer getting actually on the ship and giving a lecture and all that kind of thing? Or are they more like, let's get off the ship, let's do one fun excursion, let's get back on the ship and go rock climbing or mini golfing or go to the kids club where there are all kinds of activities going on? Those are the kinds of questions your travel advisor will ask.
That's kind of nice because you can get both of the trips into one then. So you get the historical side of things, but you can still be on a cruise ship where you have all that activity for the kids.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Exactly. And again, it's a conversation that you want to have with a professional travel advisor who can make these kinds of recommendations.
All right. Next one, 855-616-1620. Hi, Rose. I purchased a year-long travel insurance policy from a travel guard for 2024. I'm 62. The insurance policy was $279. Does that sound correct? It seems cheap. It includes healthcare, evacuation, etc.
Yes. It seems cheap because what it doesn't include is trip interruption, trip cancellation. Oh, I shouldn't say trip interruption. It doesn't include trip cancellation insurance. What makes policies more expensive and go up in price based on your age is the likelihood of you canceling.
Okay.
So this was a very smart move. In my opinion, when my husband travels, I have a policy like that for my husband because many times I'm only paying for his trip. I'm not paying for my trip. And if we have to cancel, you know, my situation is a little bit different. Sandy from Menominee Falls is absolutely correct. What she is getting is healthcare, medical evacuation, and those are the two most important things if you are looking to cover your travel throughout the entire year internationally. Again, I remind you, it does not include trip cancellation.
So then you buy something on top of that
Correct.
For that trip in particular.
Correct. And that brings me to another thing. Another reason to work with a travel professional is, are you buying the right kind of insurance? Lots of times people are buying the insurance offered right through the cruise line or the tour operator. But let's remember, they are in a partnership. So is that the best policy to purchase? Sometimes, yes, not always. Not the most fun part of booking a trip, but a part that's necessary where we actually have a conversation about, is it imperative that I have trip cancellation? And what are the other components? What are the other pieces that I need to cover?
Probably the least favorite thing in life, paying insurance.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, hopefully you don't need it.
Exactly.
It's just an expense, but you need to have it in case you need it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I could have testimony after testimony after testimony from people who are willing to get on this radio program and let you know how fantastic it has been to have that when you've needed it.
When you need it. Yeah. The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'd love to hear from you. You can call in or text in. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray, 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. The hottest toy of the year is the puffer jacket Snoopy. We are weird as humans. Like, how does that become the most popular toy this year?
One never knows.
So I would rather get a gift card from Fox World Travel.
Thank you.
That I can put towards going somewhere nice, not a puffer jacket Snoopy. But then again, I'm not 6 years old, so maybe that makes a difference. I'm not sure. But let's get to the text line, 855-616-1620. We're traveling with our grandchildren, ages 9 and 11, over New Year's. Do they need to have TSA pre-check, or can they just go through with us?
They should be able to just go through with you. The TSA allows children 12 and under to travel through TSA with somebody who is enrolled in the program, if they are a parent or a guardian. So I'm going to feel like the TSA person is going to look at that grandparent as a guardian. That's the way I'm going to look at it.
Gotcha. Good morning, Rose. What do you know about the Rio Mexico Palace? Any advice or suggestions about the resort we just booked through Fox World Travel?
Yeah, I love all Rios.
If you've been to a Rio, you know what to expect, which is nice.
Yes.
They're very cool.
They're very cool, and the beautiful thing about it is you've just upgraded yourself because you said you're going to a palace.
Yes.
So they've got various levels. They name them different things, and this one is in that upper echelon of the Rio properties. And so, yeah, I mean, absolutely love Rio's. Take advantage of all of the things that they offer and try to eat as many of their a la carte restaurants as possible.
Yeah, that's a good point. And if you're in the palace and you're in, they didn't say which city in Mexico they were going to, there could be another resort or two next to it.
Correct.
That you can go in if you're in the palace, that, you know, so you have reign of all that stuff.
Exactly.
Going to Mexico, is there any reason to carrying anything more than your passport, a major credit card, and some cash? Maybe your driver's license. Like, what else would you carry around with you?
Yeah, absolutely nothing else needed. In fact, there are some people that do not even bother to bring their driver's license because they feel like they've got their passport, and that trumps the driver's license.
Right. And
by
you're not
way
driving,
of
driving. Well, unless you rented a car.
If you rented a car, you might want to have it. And sometimes people feel like, example, you need to leave some collateral at the dive shop because you're using the complimentary snorkel equipment, and that could be the collateral that you leave, would be your driver's license.
Better than leaving your passport.
And you would, never want to do that. So there's no reason to not take that. But I think people take way too much stuff. I mean, somebody like, well, I have, sometimes I will suggest this. Two credit cards. It says a major credit card. I sometimes take two credit cards and let both those credit cards, one's a MasterCard and one's a Visa.
Oh,
and I let both credit card companies know I'll be out of the country. I may be using this to charge, because it just seems like you always run into this situation where for some reason that one doesn't work. And now you got a backup.
That's a good suggestion. Yep. Considering a last minute trip to in mid January. Wow, that's quick. Business trip event in Nikko, Japan. Would make it a 8 to 10 trip? This is not making sense to me. Would make it a eight to ten day trip?
I bet.
Oh, day trip seeing Tokyo, Osaka, Kyoto.
So the question is, should I fly in and out of Tokyo, or travel into Tokyo and out of somewhere else? If the airfare is such that you can fly into Tokyo and out of Osaka, you've looked at the map and you figured out exactly what it is that you want to do, that could absolutely work. If you have the wherewithal to go do Tokyo and then fly out of Kyoto, that would kind of make sense.
Right.
That geographic routing would kind of make sense. And I just would look and see, can I get nonstop? If I have to make a connection, where am I making my connection? What airlines are doing this for me? That kind of a thing. So,
And what about it being a month away? Do you think it'll be easy to book?
I think it will, because that's not real, real busy season. So we have through Signature Travel Network, the consortium that Fox belongs to, relationships with what we call destination management companies, where we could actually set these things up for you on a private basis or a shared basis and say, if you're in the city on this day, this driver will come and take you and do this private touring with you. Or we have a company where if you may be sharing with somebody, you may not. It just depends if there's how many people are actually taking advantage of that destination management company service.
So if I go to Fox World Travel and I go to find my travel advisor, I can type in that I'm going to Japan and it'll hook me up with the right ones, right?
That's exactly right. Now, so I'm going to look and see if there actually is a Japan, though, because we may. Yep, there is.
FoxWorldTravel.com. And who is that?
Grace Olson.
There you go. Get a hold of Grace and she'll tell you all you need to know.
Exactly.
It's amazing. All right, we have one segment coming up next. Get your calls and texts in, 855-616-1620. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Feliz Navidad. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Just 9 days away from Christmas. Thank you for joining us on the Fix It Show. Going to be 46 and rainy today, 45 and rainy early tomorrow, and then 33 again on Monday. So we dip back down again and get to Christmas.
Very Christmas-like weather here in Wisconsin.
We talked about going to Japan for a work meeting in that last text that we went through. Talk about corporate meetings and incentives and what you guys do at Fox World Travel.
Yeah. So when you hit the travel button, you'll see vacation travel, business travel, and meetings and incentives. I think vacation travel and business travel are pretty self-explanatory. Meetings and incentives maybe needs a little clarification. So, for example, I own a very big company and I have salespeople representing my company throughout the United States, and I want to bring them all together for a sales meeting. And I want to do some team building activities, and I want to have some meals included, and maybe I want to have one fun event as well. Our meetings and incentives team can set that up for you. We're all going to fly into Boca Raton, Florida. And we're all going to stay at this fabulous resort, and we have all of the meeting rooms arranged and all of the gift bags put together for you and all of those kinds of things.
Nice. Turnkey, basically.
Exactly. The incentive side of it is, in my company, if you meet your sales goals, you will have an opportunity to win a travel voucher. And that travel voucher would be used at Fox World Travel individually. Or you have an incentive to win to go to another kind of a trip, similar to our sales meeting, but at a more fun resort type place where we're not actually working all the time. And then if you sell another group of widgets and you get to come along, you get to bring your spouse along. And we set those kinds of things up as well. So we incentivize your sales staff and we help you with your corporate meetings. And it's a very fun group of people that have come up with some pretty remarkable ideas and are always just delighting me when they tell us what they thought of, the crazy stuff that they thought of. So yeah, we can help you with those kinds of things as well. So business travel, vacation travel, and meetings and incentives. And within the vacation travel side, we have destination weddings, which are very, very popular. We have some great destination wedding consultants who will work with you to determine what makes sense for you and how to make that happen. And we also have a Disney Vacations team that will help you work on only Disney. So I've talked about this before. When you start finding out what it takes to book a Disney vacation, you may, like me, throw your hands up and say, I need an expert to do this. I just can't. I can't handle this. So
for the last minute shoppers, we're 8 shopping days away from Christmas. So I'm talking to the guys basically at this point, right?
Yeah.
You ladies are so good at getting gifts, and the guys are like the day before Christmas running out. If I want to give a travel voucher, does it come as a gift card, as a certificate, as an email? How does that happen?
All of those things that you just mentioned. If you walk into an office,
okay,
they would be able to give the card to you.
Like the little looking credit card.
Well, it's actually
card.
More of a cardboard.
Like a stock.
Like, yeah, card it looks stock. Like a, yeah, card stock type okay. thing. If that doesn't work out for you, you are far, far away from one of our offices, you don't have time to stop into one of our offices, you are an online person, you just give a call, 866-GO-FOX-GO. 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Whoever picks up that phone can right then and there say, let me get your information. What is your email address? I just sent it to you.
Then I can print it off, put an envelope, I'm done.
Exactly.
Here you go.
Or you can forward the email
right
to the person too. So there's all kinds of ways to make that happen. And again,
that'd be kind of a fun way to do it on Christmas morning. Like, hey, oh wait, I've got a gift for you.
Soup.
Email it over
precisely.
To them.
Or how much fun is it to put some little trinket that would be a representation of the destination that you'd like them to use it for. Like, I know you're going to Disney, here's a Disney ornament, or I know you're going to Mexico, here's some hot sauce in a in a bag or something like
that. A bag of guacamole.
Give them some chips and guac and say, here you go. So all of that is definitely doable. And again, I can't tell you enough times how important it is to give the gift of travel in a flexible way by locking right. somebody into something. You ruin the surprise. So that's okay. Maybe you said to your daughter, I want to take all of the kids on this trip. Can you help me facilitate that? That's sure. fine. You looked at the school's calendars and you looked at everybody's calendars and all that. But if you want it to be one great, big, gigantic surprise, it's really important that you do have some flexibility. That's the best I can tell you.
Another great show. Christmas weekend, next weekend, you're here. You said you're here.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it. I think we'll have some fun.
We do it every Saturday at 9 a.m., the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.